At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Hello, friends. It's Kennedy. Carson is out today. He will be back tomorrow. We've got producer Dan, Dan's girlfriend Kaylee, in with us this morning. And this is the time of day where we want to know, like, what you guys did over the weekend. So here's my big news. I lost 5 pounds, but here's why. I had a stomach virus.
Oh, the worst.
It was awful. I will not get into it, but needless to say, I didn't get to tell my knock-knock joke.
Oh, no.
Will you tell us now?
You were supposed to do Shakespeare on a Common on Friday.
Yeah, so I didn't get to go. I was very, 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 very upset. But just as a reminder, Shakespeare on the Common continues on for a couple more weeks, so you have an opportunity to go see it. Please do, because I can't wait to go and finally see it. Probably I'm going to go this weekend. But anyway.
Well, that's not the way you want to fit into a smaller week.
I know.
Oh, I'm sure I'll come back today when I drink some water. It's fine. But
did you watch anything good while you were stuck on the couch all weekend?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, what did you think? We watched it last night.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was magnificent.
It was great.
100%. I thought usually part twos are absolute trash. And this, in my opinion.
I wasn't excited about it, but I was going to watch it anyways.
In my opinion, was an absolute masterclass.
I liked it. I liked it more than I thought I was going to, but I feel like sometimes they shoehorned like a little too many callbacks or like.
Oh, I didn't.
I was cackling.
I was laughing and then ugly crying. So it did it all for me. And anyway.
I love to hear that.
617-655-1234. Let's go to Tammy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. You survived a sleepover?
I did. I had 5 11-year-olds over my house.
Oh, God.
That's too many 11-year-olds, Tammy.
it was very loud, and there was lots of energy in the house, yes.
Like, do you have to be present for all of that, or are you just, like back in my day, where they just put us in the basement and would scream down every once in a while for us to shut up?
That's how it happened with me, yeah.
How about you?
I wasn't present the whole time, but we have a split entry, so we don't have a lot of places to hide.
Sure.
Got it.
What does a gaggle of 11-year-olds do in 2025?
They played Would You Rather, What Would the Birthday Girl Prefer, and Who Was Most Likely To, and they had a whole list of things that they then said. You know,
oh my
I
God,
think this
I love
person
this.
Would and so that cute. Person would. So
it's so much cooler than sitting in front of a TV. Wow. That's fantastic.
Girl sleepovers are so much more organized than boy sleepovers.
No, there's schedules. We have scheduling.
And me and my friends would just do dumb stuff until one of us got hurt. We didn't
until you
come
heard
with
like
an
a and then a mom.
Yes, and it was my 11-year-old that organized the whole thing. It was not me, for sure.
Amazing. Well, congratulations on getting through it. I hope you have time for a nap this week.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right. So now we shall talk to Crystal. Hey, Crystal. What did you do this weekend?
Hi. All right. I had an amazing weekend. My kids are amazing. We went to a pickle festival. It was great. But the most amazing thing that happened is I became an auntie again.
Oh, congratulations.
48 hours of labor. My friend worked so hard. It was so She is just a champ, and I'm the happiest little auntie in the whole wide world.
What's your friend's name? What's the baby's name?
I don't want to say.
That's fine.
I don't know if everybody knows yet.
That's fine, then. Well, congratulations to you, auntie. Being an auntie is the best.
It is.
I'm a decent mom, but I'm a kick-ass auntie.
That's all the fun and none of the real legwork.
Amen to that.
Thank you, Crystal. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.
40 hours of labor. Being a woman sounds difficult.
I don't even, I'll never, God bless you. All right, Mike from Quincy, what'd you do?
Mike.
Hello?
Hey, what'd you do this weekend, Mike?
Hi, I went to the beach. I just was listening to the radio. I've never heard you guys before, and I just wanted to call and say hi, because you guys sounded really nice.
You've never heard us before?
Hi, Mike.
Welcome.
No, I don't listen to the radio very often, but you guys popped up, and I just wanted to give you a ring.
Hi, Mike. My name is Kennedy. This is producer Dan. This is Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Carson's out today, so if you listen tomorrow, you'll hear another person, but I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, welcome to the clown car. There's plenty of room.
Really, plenty of room.
super terrific. How are you guys?
Living the dream, buddy.
Well, I went to the beach, and it was beautiful weather. I went down to Plymouth. Have you guys been?
Yes. Nice. Did you see the rock?
It was a beautiful day. I'm thinking about doing that hot dog eating contest next year.
The what?
There's a Plymouth hot dog eating contest?
No, the Nathan's one, I think.
Oh, okay.
Called, the one that's in 4th of July.
All right, Mikey Chestnut, let's go. How many dogs do you think you could put down?
Yes, I love Joey. I posted him.
Oh,
he's gone. We lost him.
We lost him.
Future Glizzy King, Mike from Quincy.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
That really checks out.
I was going to say, that actually tracks.
Yeah. His first call ever to the show, that worked out perfect.
Talking about hot dogs, and then he's just ghost.
Well, that was a moment. But Mike, we're glad you're here with us.
I'm so happy he's here.
And now I want a hot dog. 617-655-1234. Please let us know what you are doing this weekend, and then we get to talk about the lake trip with you two.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Perfect.
There were shenanigans, and then we shenanigans again. There was a lot going on.
There were injuries. There was a lot.
Oh, my God. All right. Can't wait. That's coming up next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.